VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Gaza ceasefire talks have resumed after weeks-long hiatus. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
After a weeks-long hiatus, international mediators are back talking to Hamas and Israel over a ceasefire in Gaza. A Hamas official says he's hopeful a deal to end the 14-month war is within reach. Ceasefire negotiations were halted last month when Qatar suspended its talks with mediators from Egypt and the US over frustration with a lack of progress between Israel and Hamas. Bassam Naim, an official in Hamas's political wing, said on Thursday in an interview with the AP there has been a reactivation of efforts to end the fighting, release hostages from Gaza, and free Palestinian prisoners in Israel. I'm Charles de la Desma.
According to its director, Israeli forces stormed into Kamal Adwan Hospital in Bayit Lahia in North Gaza overnight Friday, expelled some staff and displaced people before withdrawing, and bodies of people killed by airstrikes were on the streets outside. The head of South Korea's ruling People Power Party has announced support for suspending the duties of President Yoon Suk-yeol. It's a move analysts say greatly increases the chances of Yoon's impeachment over his failed attempt at martial law. VOA Seoul correspondent William Gallo has the latest developments.
There was a rumor that South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol may make a second attempt to impose martial law. Another moment of tension came when there were rumors that Yoon may visit the National Assembly to apologize to lawmakers, apparently in some sort of an attempt to find a pathway forward from this crisis that does not involve his own impeachment. When that happened, opposition lawmakers gathered to say, no, we don't want you to visit. What we want you to do is step down. It's not clear, though, whether enough of his colleagues will actually tomorrow vote to impeach Yoon, at least in enough numbers so that impeachment effort will actually succeed. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
This is VOA News. Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te has